Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Good morning, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here again from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today I'm going to be speaking with the lovely Alana. Now, Alana is the national trainer for ASADA, and she specifically does all the education when it comes to training and that with to do with the makeup. She also helps with application and ingredients, and so she's basically in charge of like the stockers, doing up the manuals. So anything to do with education when it comes to makeup with the ASADA range, Alana is your lady. So welcome, Alana.
Oh, thank you so much, Trish. It's so lovely to be speaking with you this morning on all things ASADA.
Well, look, it's so good to have you here.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I'm always always happy to have a chat to anyone and educate and talk to everyone about the ASADA range and all the beautiful minerals and ingredients that we have here to offer.
Fantastic. Look, I've been using it because I've, of course, as you can appreciate, I've got a fair bit of it myself. And apart from the fact that I love the skincare and obsessed at the moment with the AHA, I absolutely love the makeup, and I love it for a multitude of reasons, and I could talk about it all day. But what we're going to specifically talk about today is the primers and the shadow magnet.
Yeah, absolutely. So primers and shadow magnets, these guys are going to definitely be your core products that's going to set you up and be that transition from your skincare over to your makeup as such. So primers and shadow magnets are great products. Basically, they're your first step after you have finished your skincare regime and are going to be there to set you up and ensure you have longevity for your makeup, as well as prepping the skin correctly for the wear of the day, as well as what you need your foundation to look like and do for your day-to-day life that you've got on per se.
Yeah, because primers, obviously they've been around for years, but they're only a relatively new thing for me. I had no idea that you would even use anything like a primer. Like, it's always, probably because I'm old school, because I'm old, one of the two. We just would, get up and, put your foundation on, put your makeup, put your moisturizer on, put your makeup foundation on, then put your makeup on. And that's kind of the way it went. And the very first time I tried a primer, I was like, whoa.
Yes.
It's a bit of
a game changer.
Yeah. So tell us, so number one, why is it important?
Well, a number of things. One of two things, like primers are really designed to refine and prepare the skin for even flawless foundation application. So they will prep your skin. So I guess, first of all, when we're talking about skin types, not a lot of people, I would say, categorize their skin as, say, normal. A lot of us have a few different textures. So we might be a little bit combination or have oil or dryness or different areas of concern. So just like, I guess, if you think of it really basic terms, like if you were painting a house, you wouldn't not put a primer down before you started. So what primer will do is it'll prep the skin to ensure the skin surface is then all even, all of the same texture, to ensure that when you then go to put your foundation on, you are getting a really smooth, flawless application, and that's going to help to lock everything in place and ensure you get that really lovely application that's going to go on beautifully that you can build up and down to suit what you're about to do.
Actually, that's a great way to explain it. It's like the undercoat when you're painting a house, because it's true. I mean, you can do it without an undercoat, but you always get that better finish with that undercoat. So that's I never even thought of it like that, but that's a perfect way to explain it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so tell me, ASADA's got a couple of different primers. So we'll start with them first, because I can't wait to talk about the shadow magnet. But you've got the Calm Balm, which is one, and the Canvas
as well. Yeah, so we have two different primers that will target two different skin concerns, as well as they will actually also give two different finishes on the skin too. So more to do, I guess, back to that. So skin type, I guess, is one of the biggest things that you would assess when you are working out which primer is best for you. So generally before we start a makeup, whether that's for a day-to-day application or for an event, I would always ask your client first or ask yourself, like, what is your skin type like? Do you get oil through the tea? Are you dry? You know, work out what skin type you are after first so you know which primer to select. So a canvas primer, this primer is designed for a normal skin. So it's okay if you do have little bits of oil, little bits of dry, but a fairly normal skin. It will also leave the skin looking a little bit more dewier as well too. So if you're really after that hydration pump to the skin, this one is perfect. So what it will do is you only do need to use 1 to 2 pumps, and that's of both of the primers. And as I said, it will create that barrier between the skin and makeup. Now, when I say barrier too, always keep in mind that with our SADA, all of our products, not just primers, but we do always use non-comedogenic products. So don't think that the barrier is going to clog the skin or cause any congestion or harm. It's going to be non-comedogenic, as well as they are all hyperallergenic and oil-free and ophthalmologically tested too. So it'll create that barrier. So that way, as you're wearing the primer through the day too, the skin can still breathe as normal as such, but it will still keep your skin feeling really hydrated. So canvas, yeah, back to that. So that's going to be more of that hydrating normal skin. It's infused with beautiful ingredients such as aloe, jojoba, there's vitamin C, green tea. There's also rose hip in there, which is really great. Lavender and rosemary as well. So
even really the ingredients, mate, it's like, oh my God, I could eat this or drink this as well.
It's got a beautiful little bit of a nice lingering scent to it as well too. Mm-hmm. The canvas is definitely very well known for its scent too. I always find that's one of the first things that, you know, get complimented on, because it's that first step. Everyone loves the smell of the canvas primer.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's beautiful as well. So, yeah, so that's definitely more that normal skin, a bit more of a hydration pump, as well as will leave your makeup looking a bit more of a dewy, hydrated finish as well.
And, I wanted to ask you, because you did mention non-comedogenic. So that, because I do have a problem with my pores get blocked really easily. So that's what makes it, so that means it doesn't clog your pores.
Correct. So you don't want the product, you don't want ingredients or products, or even think makeup, for example, you don't want it to sit into the pores or anything like that, because then that can leave the texture. When something's, it's kind of like if you think of textures. So when something is a little bit more dewy or hydrating, you do notice, especially around the T-zone, that products can look a bit more visible, and you do get a bit conscious if a product can sit quite heavy into those areas. So primers create that barrier to ensure that that won't happen. You know, oil is great for the skin, but obviously when you're thinking of putting makeup on, you don't want your oils to then lift and move the products that you're popping on. So whether that's a foundation or a powder, etc. So having something that's non-comedogenic is perfect, because it's the lightweight, oil-free product, and it'll ensure that your makeup stays on flawlessly, but doesn't sit in open pores or even fine lines around the eyes and things like that. So it really smooths it over.
Yeah. You know, and one thing I've noticed is, because I have got big pores, and when I put foundation on without primer, I can see my pores. Yep. But with the canvas one, I don't know what it is, but if I put it on if I put my foundation on after the canvas primer, my pores actually look smaller.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's weird. How does that even happen?
So that's what it will do. So because it is creates that barrier, it will then make pores seem a lot less visible and have that barrier so that the foundation doesn't sink or sit into the pores as such. So it's perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. And with this one here, can I ask you, like, because I have a problem with an oily T-zone. I mean, I know the answer to this question because I use it myself, but I have a problem with an oily T-zone. So I always thought that the primer would make my skin really greasy, but it's the opposite. Like, it doesn't actually have any oil in it, does it?
No. And so With the oil too, there are two things with that. So yes, having that barrier will ensure that you don't get a lot of oil through the day. But the other primer that we haven't spoken about just yet too, Calm Balm, that will actually leave the skin more matte as well. So Calm Balm does a few other things for the skin too, which we can talk about as well. But if you are more on the oily side, so if you would categorize yourself as a bit more of an oilier skin, or you do find, especially through summer, that T-zone oil is a bit more of a concern, you can also go to Calm Balm, which is also a more mattifying finish than Canvas.
Okay, well, we might as well talk about the Calm Balm now, because I'm obsessed with the Canvas, and you know when you love something, you're a bit scared to try something else.
Totally.
So tell me, so the Calm Balm, because I know that you can actually just wear that on its own as well, can't you? It's not just a primer. Absolutely. Is that right?
Correct. So I guess in a nutshell, to define the two and go into Calm Balm. So Canvas, yeah, is great for that more normal skin, but can have little bits of oil, little bits of dry, and you want that little bit more of a dewier finish. Whereas Calm Balm, this is someone who I would recommend for a few things. One, it's known as our soothing anti-redness mineral primer. So the color of this product has a bit of a green tint to it, because what it will do is it will correct and soothe with green mineral pigments that are fused with plant actives that will neutralize any redness. Again, still will minimize pores, but will enhance skin tone. So if you suffer from things like rosacea, or even just get quite a bit of red through the T-zone within your skin type, this is the perfect one for you. So again, so the way I describe Calm Balm, it's perfect for someone who is more on the quite an oily spectrum, because the finish will be more matte, so it will give a more mattifying finish, but as well is if you categorize yourself as a bit more of a problematic skin, so things like excessive, as I said, the oil, as well as rosacea, redness, or that bit more combination that you feel like you need to leave the skin feeling a bit more matte.
Okay, and it soothes and nourishes as well at the same time, doesn't it? Because
it does. So this one, in terms of ingredients, there is, again, we've got our minerals, which will strengthen, heal and repair the skin. The rose is really lovely as well too, and grapefruit, so really nourishing and hydrating. And then you've got your witch hazel and squalene. So they're really great kind of like anti-string products that will really help with antibacterial as well too. Really neutralize the skin if there is any redness or inflammation to calm it down. So it's a bit all in the name. So, because it's called Calm Balm, I kind of always think, okay, does this skin need to, it's really good to use if you do find that your skin does need that more calming, hydrating and soothing effect to really nourish the skin.
Yeah. And I guess with all of our skin, sometimes it's like, sometimes I'll just come up with, it's a bit more sensitive. Say, for example, like I woke up this morning and I had a bit of red around where my marionette lines are, kind of thing. I don't know why, it could have been the way I slept. So sometimes you would probably even feel like, oh, I need to use something that's a little bit more calming,
because
my skin's got a little bit of a, not a flare up, but it's kind of like got a bit of red in it. So it kind of
got a bit of red in it.
Yeah,
definitely. Even like a lot of our salons, for example, who use our beautiful Asada range, even sometimes depending on a post-treatment that they've just done, sometimes can leave the skin just a little bit red from, whether that's just from promoting collagen, or different things like that. There are times where you might just feel like you need to, incorporate Calm Balm for those times where the skin might just become a bit red. I even know too, I had a couple of weeks ago, a client in who had sunburn, etc., or just gets, now that it's winter, look, in Queensland, it's not really that cold, but, it has been the last few nights, so we're all freaking out a bit here. when your skin does get a bit red sometimes for when the eczema starts to flare up or different concerns, it might be a time to inject Calm Balm into the skincare, etc. as well. So I know for me, I actually rotate. So for me, I find I do use Calm Balm a bit more in winter because I am someone who does actually get a little bit of eczema and redness through my teeth. But then I don't find in summer I get it as much, and I probably flip and do then find I need a bit more hydration. So I actually swap them and reassess them just like we do with our skincare and look at what our skin needs at that time.
Okay. And one of the things that, well, actually my ultimate uber favorite thing is the fact that it's vegan, it's a clean formula, it's got no parabens in it, and it's cruelty-free. And that's everything in the range, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you do really want products that do have that. Now, you know, we all are about products that are really going to nurture the skin. But all of our Asada range, we do really pride ourselves on ensuring that all of our minerals, you know, we don't have any nasties in them and things like that. So all ensuring that your ingredients are really designed to strengthen, heal and repair the skin and really beautiful and natural.
Yeah. I love that. That's, you know, because in these days, there's, you know, we don't need to actually use the stuff that's got all the crap in it because there is so many amazing, you know, products out there that we can actually choose to use stuff that's, you know, gluten-free, vegan, doesn't have any parabens in it, and, you know, it's not tested on animals. So, you know, that's
absolutely
just a bonus.
I think too now too, you know, we do, you know, like how you've said, you've tried the skincare and things like that. We do like to invest a bit more into our skin these days. So it's really important then to follow through with makeup that's going to continue that skin treating formula. Otherwise, you're kind of just reversing the effects of looking after your skin by just using any makeup. So, you know, always really, you know, really pride ourselves on all of our ingredients are designed to, you know, really strengthen, heal, repair that area. And even the ingredients that we formulate in all of our products, they're specific to where they're going. So, you know, if it is a primer, we're ensuring the ingredients are there to treat all of the areas where a primer would sit. You know, whether it's a blush, lip product, we ensure that we're really looking at, you know, what are the main skin concerns? What are the main things that, you know, that we want to do for that area? And how can we do that best to achieve the best results?
And on that, I didn't even know there was such a thing as, you know, an eyeshadow primer. So let's talk about the antioxidant shadow magnet eye primer, because, like, I know myself, you put your makeup on and, you know, you go out and whatever, by the end of the night, you know, your eyeshadow is, you know, you're not looking quite so glam as when you first started, and that's regardless of whether you're drinking or not.
Totally. So I guess there's a few things Shadow Magnet is fantastic for. Now, so this beautiful little product, it's kind of like quite a neutral type of skin tone color. So on its own, it can even be worn or to prep whatever you're about to do for your eyes. So funnily enough, the eyes can generate, the eyelids per se, can generate the most amount of oil from the skin, but we just don't always notice it as much because our eyes are always open and things like that. So prepping the eyes correctly to ensure that your shadows stay in place all day is really important. So what we do with our shadow magnet is you only need a really small amount. So probably envision like about a rice grain is a good amount to use. And basically what I do with this product is I work it from the center of my eyelid and I actually pop it all over my lid. So right from the base of my lid. So think nice and close, hugging the lash line, all the way up to just underneath the brow. So what it will do is a few things. One, it preps the eyes just like we prepped the skin with primer, but the ingredients and the finish is designed specifically for eyes. So it will actually leave the eyelids area looking like a neutral kind of matte, perfect eyeshadow type of color, to be honest. And it will prep it so ensuring that, you know, when you put your shadows on, you get really high pigment straight away, as well as they can't crease, budge or wear. So a lot of people will find if they do have that little bit of oil in their skin, you know, they might, you know, put all that effort into doing a beautiful, whether it's just a light, quick and easy color wash or, you know, a nice kind of smoky eye or whatever it might be. Without an eye primer down, what can happen is as the day goes on, your shadows might crease, like on the socket line, or you might even get liner that smudges too, especially, you know, when we're talking about eye shapes. If you're kind of more on that round or hooded or deep set eye shape in particular, you'll really find this product really beneficial. Well, all eye shapes, of course, but really beneficial because you don't want all of your shadows to slip and move or transfer in areas where you don't want.
Yeah. And what about, because like I'm one for eyeliner wings and
yes,
like sometimes, I mean, mine lasts quite well, but sometimes you'll, you know, knock it, whatever. Sometimes it's just gone, you know, whatever. So yeah. Does this work for like eyeliner as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So regardless, I would always put a light layer down everywhere because the oil can generate from, you know, whether it's the center of the lid or wherever it might be. So if you imagine like your eyes move constantly, obviously. So if that oil then transfers out towards your liner, that's when your wings might be in trouble. So yeah, still using it first, and you'll actually find when you then do your liner as well, you'll get a lot more of a defined and more clean cut finish in it too. If you were to actually pop on your hand a little bit of shadow magnet down and draw a line on one side without the shadow magnet, and then on the other side, put it on top of the shadow magnet, you will find the pigment is really strong, really bold, and really obvious on the shadow magnet, whereas doing it on the skin, you'll still get a nice pigment, but it won't actually be as bold in texture and pigment.
Okay, and one thing that I read, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you read so much you get confused, but can you use this one by yourself as well to kind of
absolutely I actually wear it a lot by myself. So I'm a mum of two, and so when my eyes are a bit tired, and my mum actually wears it on her eyes by herself as well too, so she does it for a different concern, which I'll tell you about in a second, but I wear it by itself a lot. So I actually love pretty much that type of look that we just kind of spoke about, so that kind of neutral lid look with a nice liner. So this is perfect because it does look like it gives the eyes a nice brightening finish, as well as just like a nice nude neutral finish, which is great. The reason my mum wears it as well is it actually conceals as well as gives a base. So she actually gets a few kind of darker veins on the top of her brow bone. So it not one will it aid, you know, prep her eyelids for when she's putting shadows on, but it also conceals and gives a really nice brightening effect. So absolutely, you can definitely wear it on its own. I know I do as my quick and easy day look. I actually also wear it too on my waterline. So if you wear, so the waterline is at the bottom lash line. So sometimes a lot of people might wear a black or a brown. I actually wear it on my waterline a lot too, and it gives a nice brightening open effect. And, you know, if you get like a little bit more redness, or you feel like your waterline looks a little bit I guess not as that bit of a pinky tinge to it, it can also be a little pick-me-up too to brighten the eyelids and give the illusion that the eyes are a bit bigger as well.
Okay, so when you say waterline, you mean just your bottom?
Yeah,
eyelashes.
Yeah, so where your bottom lashes is, so just in literally where they start, I guess you've got that waterline section there, okay? So what you can do when you're applying, I guess it's a bit tricky without seeing it, but basically if you were to, you know, use your finger and just lightly press really close to the lashes and just pull down slightly, your waterline comes forward really easy. And that's generally a really easy way to put eyeliner on the waterline. So a lot of times people might put a dark color on their waterline, and that's great if you feel like you need a little bit more depth or a little bit more of a smoky feel underneath the lash line. Or another option is using a neutral color, which you can do with shadow magnet. We also have another pencil too called Buff, which can be used as well too. But you know, because shadow magnet is also water resistant as well too, it's perfect for an all-day wear as well. So just another little way you can use it. Obviously its main purpose is to be used as an eye primer, but you can definitely use it in other areas too, which is also nice to know how versatile a product can be.
Where else could you use it?
You could also, we also have a lot of people, a lot of our salons who, when they're doing their brow waxing and things like that, for a bit of a, you know, a creative look, or not necessarily after waxing, you can definitely, but even in our stores, if you want that really kind of carved out brow look, and it's like that bit more of a defined highlight after you've filled in your brows, you can even go back with a nice kind of firm brush and use it really close to where your the bottom of your brow starts and carve underneath out, and it makes the arches look amazing. So,
so just like make some pop a bit.
Yeah, it just gives that really nice and flawless brow look too. So that's another way you can use it too.
Oh, that sounds like the ideal product for me, because I'm not really an eyeshadow lover, but I love eyeliner, but I do love that the you know, the underneath the brows to sort of pop a bit, you know, like.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously it'll leave it looking a bit more matte as well, too. So that's always, obviously when you're thinking of highlighting, you can do things matte or with the shimmer. But yeah, the shadow magnet is great because it'll leave it nice and matte and brighten and lift that area.
And with the shadow magnet, so I know it's in a little tub. So how do you put it on? Do you just put it on like with a makeup, with a, like a makeup brush?
Yeah, totally. So there's a few ways you can do it. I guess for my own personal one at home, I probably do it a little bit different to what I do as a makeup artist. But with my own at home, you can do it a few different ways. One, you can even just scoop a little bit out with your fingertip and use your finger to apply it and use it just kind of buffing it all the way up to the brow and out to the edges and into the inner corner, okay? You can also use like the back of a brush to kind of like scoop a little bit of it out and then apply it with a brush too. I do find a brush will always give a more professional finish, but, you know, if you're a bit time poor, you can totally use your fingertip.
I'm such a finger girl myself. Like I just scoop it out with the tip of my nail and then I put it on my finger.
And that's fine. So yeah, you can do it either way, a brush, fingertips. In salons or stores, or when we're doing it in training, we actually have these really great little spatulas that we use. So they're just like a little stainless steel metal spatula. And we have artistry palettes as well too. So what we do with them is we kind of then just decan a little bit, like scrape a bit out of the pot, and then obviously use a brush to apply it for hygiene. And we do the same with like our primers and foundations. We then disperse them onto our artistry palette, which is basically like a little plastic square palette that you can pop all your products on, so really good for hygiene as well. I actually do like having one at home though too, because that way you don't have to get them all over the back of your hand all the time too. But yeah, that's how we recommend to do it if you were doing it for a client for hygiene. But with your own at home, obviously you can do it to how either A, time poor you are that morning, or B, you know, if it's for a special occasion. Yeah, so yeah, fingertips, brushes, either way, yeah. But, yeah, more professional finish, definitely a brush. Time, although you can definitely warm and buff it in with your fingertip as well.
Yeah, yeah. And just because I've just recently done an article on all of the primers and, you know, and the fact that, you know, which has given me a renewed kind of like, yeah, that's right, because you kind of forget to use them sometimes as well, you know, like unless you've got them out there and ready. But so basically, in a nutshell, the Calm Balm especially, you can use it on its own if you just want that little bit of a brightening kind of effect. Even the eye one, the eye magnet, you can use
The shadow magnet you can use on its own, and that'll just give a neutral brightening finish on its own on the lid. Yep,
awesome. And it's good to mix and match your primers as well sometimes if your, you know, skin feels a little bit differently.
Totally. So I always say, like, reassess your primer as you do when you reassess your foundation or your skincare, okay? Yes. So season to season, you know, our skin changes, as well as we generally have different skin concerns. So, you know, next time you're out into our and you're popping into your Asada stores or our stoppers, et cetera, it's always good to have a bit more of a chat with the girls that are there and say, look, this is what my skin's doing. This is the primer I've been using. Does this sound like it's you know, working for my skin type, skin concern, and go from there.
Yeah. And I guess the last thing I want to say is For me, why I love using the primer is the fact that I used to be one of those people where I found it really hard to blend from my chin to my neck, because I don't like wearing foundation on my neck or whatever. But with the primer, it kind of just blends everything nicely. So I don't know, I'm an absolute convert. I love the primer. I haven't tried the Calm yet, but I will now that I've spoken
to
you.
I feel like I think you should try both and compare. They're both beautiful, but both very different, I guess, finishes and skin concerns as well, and skin types, of course. They're both wonderful, but I guess just in that re kind of solidifying the difference. So Canvas is great for that normal skin type as well as little skin concerns. So if you get a little bit of oil, a little bit of dry, or if you're someone who just likes a bit more of a dewy finish as well too, it would leave the skin a little bit more dewier, okay? Yeah. And your Calm Balm, think of the name, so think Calm, okay? Yeah. So if you suffer from, redness, rosacea, if there's other things in there too, like open pores, and you need a little bit more help with mattifying as well too, or calming and soothing the skin, turn to Calm Balm. But both of them are going to be fantastic for prepping the skin prior to application and ensuring the skin surface is all of the same texture, so you get that beautiful application with your foundation.
Yeah. And I guess for me, in closing, like the ultimate thing about Asada is the fact that it's actually multifunctional, you know what I mean? So I love saying that you get more bang for your buck, but everything that you use, not only does it look good, it's actually good for your skin as well. It's not just a matter of like, I'm going to wear makeup because it looks good. It's the fact that you're wearing something that's going to nourish your skin at the same time, which is a bonus.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I always find, wearing primer daily is really just going to improve the skin condition and priming the skin for that smooth, long-lasting finish. So always think, even when we went through those ingredients before of the two. So all of the products are really going to be that extension from your skincare and basically that bridge leading from, you finished your morning skincare regime, and now you're going into, prescribing your skin for your makeup. So primer is that first step. So we always pop that on first. And with your primer, like 1 to 2 pumps is plenty, starting from the T-zone and working your way out. And then from there, you can, select your foundation wardrobe for the day. It's like you're getting ready for the day. You can choose what you want to do with your makeup as well too. And primer is that first step.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. That's been so interesting. I'm an absolute convert for primer. I've never used it before. And now I absolutely love it. And I even like, I don't know if this is bad to say, but I even like the way my skin feels when I don't put anything else on top and just leave the primer, because it's got like a smooth kind of feeling
absolutely
as well.
Yeah. Definitely. We have a lot of clients who wear the primer on its own too. Yeah. It's just basically that extra hydrating product and creating that barrier too for the skin as well too. Especially people who do have that redness as well too. It really neutralizes and calms the skin down and gets it ready for the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And actually, I better say this. So when I mentioned my uber favorite product of Asada is the HA. It's actually the retinol with HA. That's the one that I'm obsessed with. Skin has totally changed, and I've used so many retinols as well, but this has just made my skin the best it's ever been. So I love it.
So wonderful to hear. It's a beautiful product. We've had so many compliments on it. So yeah definitely. I struggle to find a favorite. You know what?
Every
time this week I find a favorite.
Another one comes along.
Shows me a new one. I'm like, oh man, no, I don't know.
I hear you. I know exactly how you feel. Well, look, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today, Alana.
Yeah. No, my absolute pleasure. It's been a blast.
Must have the best job in the world. I mean, you get to play with makeup all day and you get to put makeup on, other people
absolutely.
And yourself.
It's a fun time. Generally, it's a very feel-good job, making people feel, feel fabulous, and as well as, instilling and educating confidence in people with, how to use and apply and, best way for makeup and things like that. So, I'm very lucky to do what I do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lana.
Oh, my pleasure. It's been really great, Trish. And I hope everyone has enjoyed learning about the primers and the shadow magnets and hopefully working out which one might be best suited for you.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Alana. And listeners, look, if you do want to find out any more, if you want to purchase any Asada or become a stockist or whatever, you can just look them up at Asada, which is ISSADA.com, and everything else on the website. And if you do want to stock the skincare or the makeup or both in your clinic, I highly recommend it because it's just an absolutely beautiful range. So thanks a lot, Alana. Have a great day.
That's great on there. And we do also have your Facebook and Instagram too. So jump onto them as well too. To keep up to date with all the exciting things that are coming.
Awesome. Thanks, Alana. Have a great day.
I will. You too, Trish.
See ya.
The Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners. For more information, visit plasticsurgeryhub.com.au or email info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.